This morning, we're looking at cancer survivorship. One in two Australians are diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. And in WA alone, there's almost 12,000 new cases of cancer diagnosed each year. The aim of cancer survivorship is to promote optimal recovery after a diagnosis of and treatment by improving clinical care, communication, education and fostering research. This also means identifying tools and instruments for good survivorship and ensuring quality of access to good survivorship across age, geographical, cultural and linguistic barriers, promoting awareness and more. The Cancer Council's Seng Serino joins us this morning, along with Stephanie Lamb and a special guest, Violet Platt, the Director of Nursing at the WA Cancer and Palliative Care Network. Welcome to you all.
Hi.
Good to have you on the program. Let's look at the term survivorship, because that's relatively new, isn't it?
Yes, it's been around sort of for 10 years, mostly over in the States, and has been gathering momentum. It basically is a success story of cancer care, because it means now that many more people are living a life after cancer or living for many years with cancer, and we're curing a lot of cancer now that 30 years ago we weren't even treating. We sort of use the term interchangeably with life after cancer or life with cancer as well.
Well, let's take a look at some of the medical journey that we've had over the last 30 years. As you've mentioned, we are curing a lot more cases of cancer, and there's also a lot more preventative measures than perhaps we had 30 years ago. Mm. What's that looked like?
Okay, so nowadays, if a lady's or gentleman's diagnosed with breast cancer, for example, 87% of those people will be cured. But the survivorship issues that they may have will be a whole continuum. Some people may come away with small physical impact or large emotional impact. So for every person, life after cancer is different. And what we're aiming in with the survivorship program is helping each person find their new norm.
It's interesting you say that, because we might not necessarily even think about the psychological impact, or we don't really think about the psychological impact of surviving cancer and surviving major health traumatic issues, but really there's a sense of almost PTSD from that sort of stuff. Am I right in saying that?
For some people there can be, and it's very important that we help people with survivorship programs to find the right pathway. Some people need quite intensive emotional support. Some people are very reliant on groups such as the Cancer Council community groups and sharing their experience with people that have also gone through it. So it's about finding what's right for that individual.
Let's take a look at what survivorship looks like in creating a plan for the future, because that's essentially what it is. With that, what's involved in putting a plan together?
Okay, so what we're looking at is obviously that person to understand the treatment that they've been through. Cancer treatment takes many forms, many hospitals, many health professionals, and you can sometimes come out the other end thinking, what happened to me? What treatment did I actually have? So it's important to pull that all together. And in doing that, understand what the long-term or late side effects could be for some people. Also, what are the risks for the future? Do we need to be extra aware of bone health or heart health as side effects of treatment? Thinking about how we look out for if the cancer might be returning, so that we deal with issues early, or also if there are other health risks that we need to be aware and look out for. So it's mainly about educating and supporting the person for the future going forward to live life as fully as possible.
Just how important is it to have a decent plan after being diagnosed or after even surviving cancer from post treatment? God, I'm struggling for words today. That was hilarious, wasn't it? TV treatment, that's such a hard word to grasp.
I get the question. I would say it's vital, because when you've got information and knowledge, you've got control. You can self-manage, you can find the right places to go for that help. You can also allay a lot of fears. One of the common fears of people who've been through the cancer journey is always that fear of recurrence. And for many, many people, that cancer will never come back. So it's about understanding that each new ache or pain, it may just be a cold, but obviously that added emotional burden of, is this my cancer coming back? So having the knowledge or knowing where to go to understand that means that people can adjust to their new normality.
Seng, let's talk about Life Now. That's a program run by the Cancer Council, I believe. How does that relate to survivorship?
Well, at the Cancer Council, we do provide a range of programs and services for people who are trying to stay well both during and after a cancer diagnosis. And one of the classes or the programs that we do offer for cancer survivors is the Life Now program. Mm. And this includes a range of different free activities such as Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, mindfulness, art classes, and our exercise program. All of our classes are, they run between 6, 8 and 12 weeks, and that does depend on the classes that you need to take part in. And they're all facilitated by an experienced facilitator and specifically designed for cancer patients in mind. So it's really beneficial for them. People who do take part in our classes, they do so with people who are undergoing the same thing that everyone else is, that, you know, like-minded people or in similar situations. And it's also done in a really safe and supportive environment.
Stephanie, tell us about the research link, because there is quite a strong research link to the Life Now exercise program.
Yeah, exercise in particular, but also all of our Life Now classes are evidence-based group programs. But yeah, the exercise was evaluated. Cancer Council, in partnership with ECU, studied this program over 4 years. Mm. We had 600 people go through that project. And it resulted in that a 12-week exercise program can improve significantly and sustain improvements in physical, mental, and social well-being for cancer survivors.
How can Life Now specifically help survivors?
So the research shows that some of the benefits may include increase in muscle strength, improvement in physical function, decreasing fatigue, improving overall quality of life. But in particular, we also get a lot of feedback from our participants to show that social benefit. So interacting and meeting people facing a similar life situation is hugely really beneficial. And it also provides, Life Now is really effective in providing that transition from when your treatments and appointments and everything's going on, transitioning back into your normal everyday life, which can be really difficult.
So who's invited to take part in all of this, in the Life Now programs and what's involved in getting involved?
Well, all of our classes are currently open to people who are either undergoing treatment right now, cancer survivors, as well as people who are supporting those cancer patients. All of our Life Now classes are currently available to adults only. However, in saying that, we do have a program. We've recently partnered with the Youth Cancer Centre at Sir Charles Gardner Hospital, and that's to offer a 12-week exercise program specifically designed for adolescents and youth. To get involved with our Life Now classes, people do have to speak to either one of our cancer nurses by calling 131120 or go to our website at cancerwa.asn.au. There you'll find more information about how to register and our program criteria to get involved.
That number again for the Cancer Council, 131120. You're listening to RTRFM. Violet Platt from the WA Cancer and Palliative Care Network, thanks so much for joining us today. And thanks so much to our regulars as well, Seng Reno, dear me, I'm terrible, aren't I? Just butchered that. And Stephanie Lamb, we'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.